When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back, fight fans, to another episode of On This Day. And today's date is the 6th of March, and we're going to be covering a couple of moments in boxing history that we thought we'd bring to you for this particular episode. And we're going to start going back to 1964. Boxing legend Cassius Clay joined the Nation of Islam and changed his name to Muhammad Ali, calling his former title a slave name. Johnston, this is one of the most famous moments in boxing. Maybe it wasn't so famous at the time when it happened, because who would have thought what would precede this name change and what would leave this lasting legacy of one of, if not the greatest boxer of all time.
It really is. It's a significant moment now. He fought as Cassius Clay. I'm sitting here in my little summer house, and I've got a picture right in front of me of when Cassius Clay, or actually Muhammad Ali, floored Sonny Liston. And that would have been his first fight as Muhammad Ali in the return fight with Liston. So it was in between those two. And we did Muhammad Ali's career profile. We've discussed elements of this fight and Sonny Liston's darker side of boxing. We discussed it on our legendary night recently as well with the fight of the century. It was a significant moment. If you do wonder if he didn't change his name, he would just been known as Cassius Clay. It's an interesting thought. It got a lot of publicity because, you know, he was a Muslim, and the fact was back then, what did they say recently? Well, when we done our legendary nights, it was a religion of hate, it could be any more further from the truth if you actually look into the Quran, etc., and Muslim faith. It's actually a really friendly religion. It's just the times, 1964, what a dark time it was when he had the bollocks to do this and he became Muhammad Ali. You got to give him dues for that.
Why don't you like to be called Clay anymore?
No, Clay was not my name. Once we follow the belief, hear the understand the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and come into knowledge of ourselves, then we want to be called after names of our people, which are names to fit us black people. And Clay was a white man's name. It was a slave name. And I'm no longer Clay. I'm no longer a slave. So now I'm Muhammad Ali.
Do you answer to Clay anymore?
Well, some people, they still say Clay.
Cassius. Sports writers still call you Clay.
No, I stop them because they know better. But some people who don't know better, they say, how you doing, Mr. Clay? I may not say nothing because the intention was nice. It didn't mean no harm. Then some walk up. How you doing, boy? How you feeling, Cassius? Meet Mr. Clay, fine boy. Then I have to straighten him out because he's agitating, acting smart and bossy. But it's according to how they approach me.
I think just before he changes his name is where he starts to get this recognition from the press, because he's starting to mouth off. Obviously, he talked about beating Sonny Liston, and he does beat Sonny Liston in that first fight. You know, Sonny Liston retires on his stool in that first fight, and then he changes his name, and then the rematch happens, and it gives you one of the most infamous moments in boxing history. It does make you wonder, what would have happened if he wouldn't have changed his name to Muhammad Ali? What if he always would have just been Cassius Clay? Would he have had the same effect? I don't know. I mean, I don't know if he would have had the same effect. But he did it for many reasons. One of them being he felt it was his slave name given to him in previous ancestral years, and he wanted to shake that slave name off. He joined the Nation of Islam, and he changed it to Muhammad Ali, which is what we know it as now, one of the most known names in worldwide sport. If you say to anybody who's a sports fan, not just necessarily a boxing fan, who is Muhammad Ali? automatically they all know who he is, not just because of what he did in the ring, but because of what he did outside of the ring as well. So that name is always going to be synonymous in the world of sports, and for many, many good reasons. The joining of the Nation of Islam is something we covered quite recently on the legendary night, Frazier versus Ali for the fight of the century, and you rightly pointed it out about the apparently the preaching of hate. Now obviously we had some thoughts about not so much the religion but some of the people that were involved within the Nation of Islam at the time, and there's a lot of contentious information about that period of time, and I think if you're interested in going back and looking into the history of it all, it's definitely worth doing, because we had some really, really good fun doing it and getting our stuff together for our episodes that we've put together for the Legendary Night series. So I do suggest it, but I think the point that we're trying to make here is it's on this day, it's 1964, it's March 6th, this news comes out, and it shocks quite a lot of people, and it changes the course of history in this small little way. By him changing his name, essentially changed the course of history in so many ways.
It really did. I mean, you saying about how much of a famous name Muhammad Ali is. I mean, my son's 3 years old, three and a half, almost four now, and the only boxer he knows is Muhammad Ali. I mean, and that's crazy. Apart from Emery Cooper, they're the two names, if he ever knows anyone, that you know, his dad knows. He knows his dad's fans of both them two. But just, and that will carry on. That will probably be him passing on to his kids. And it goes on. This is how it is. Muhammad Ali is just, he's the whole package. And it was moments like this that made him such a credit to the sport. And at the time, though, he was hated. I mean, it beggars belief to think how much he was hated. But yeah, how much he's loved today. People love him for what he did and what he stood for, and he was right to do it. So although we've expressed our feelings that we know that those that were in the Nation of Islam were persuading and they were persuasive and they wanted to use Ali as a front for them to promote their religion. That was just, there was no doubt about that. He was used in a way, but he did believe in the Muslim religion. So, look, it's a crazy moment in time. So, March 6, 1964, Cassius Clay becomes Muhammad Ali.
So, move forward to 1985, and we're going to talk about another heavyweight who always gets talked about when Muhammad Ali's name gets mentioned for different reasons than what you may be anticipating. And if you know the year, you probably know where we're going with this. 1985, future undisputed world heavyweight boxing champion Mike Tyson knocks out Hector Mercedes at 1 minute 47 seconds of round number one of a scheduled four in Albany, New York, in what was his first professional bout.
Incredible, isn't it? Same day that he changes his name. This is why we wanted to do this. On this day things, because you're going to get these crazy moments in time on the same day, and then you got Mike Tyson fighting his professional debut, you got Ali changing his name. I mean, two significant moments, really. Tyson coming through the amateur ranks, not making that Olympic team, and he was under the guidance of Cus D'Amato, and Mike Tyson's he kick-started his professional career with a terrific left hook to the body that took the wind out of Mercedes, who remained on one knee and motioned to the referee that he was done. It was end of. The fight, interestingly as well, was actually on the undercard of Kevin Rooney against Garland Wright.
Kevin Rooney, who obviously would go on to be his trainer in future years. Tyson would, of course, go on to reign as the undisputed world heavyweight champion from 1987 to 1990, claiming his first belt at 20 years, 4 months and 22 days old. And he, in fact, still holds the record as the youngest boxer to win a heavyweight title. And I suppose the next question is always the debatable one about Mike Tyson and his career is, where do you place Mike Tyson amongst the greatest heavyweight champions of all time?
Yeah, it's a tricky one with Mike, because when you think about his era, apart from Spinks, I know he dismantled Spinks, and Spinks had knee problems. I still think, you know, Lennox Lewis, Evander Holyfield, don't get me wrong, terrific fighters, or Lennox Lewis especially, but it was just that Tyson was never at his peak. And I think that's the one thing I would have to say is Tyson at his peak is a destructive fighter. If you could stand six rounds of Mike Tyson, when he was literally throwing them bombs, and he was so vicious, so fast, so ferocious. It's hard to really see anyone withstand that punishment. But the trouble is there are other fighters out there that I believe are on their toes, like your Muhammad Ali's, you know, that could just bounce away, like even like a Lennox Lewis, who could jab a keep away from him. I sort of feel that they would have had too much for Tyson. So for me, that's why Tyson would sort of slip down in terms of the ratings. And then you think about George Foreman, and you think about Frazier. I mean, that'd have been great fights with Tyson, but Tyson, that would have just been a who the hell's going to go down? They're going to go at each other, and then whoever's got the toughest chin. I would probably, the other day someone asked me, and I didn't even have him in the top 10. I probably would reconsider that. I think maybe probably just places maybe just in the top 10, top 12 for me, Mike Tyson. How about you, Sean?
Top 20, straight away, top 20. Don't know where I'd put him. Probably wouldn't stick him in the top 10. Probably stick him just outside of the top 10, to be honest with you. I probably, without reeling him off, you know, and going too deep into it, I think he'd probably sit just outside my top 10. There's a few names that I think we could sit here and mention quite easily that would pip him out of the post for various different reasons. But it's subjective and it's debatable. People might say, why the hell have you not even got him in your top 5? That's the beauty of the sport. You know, we could sit here and argue about this all night with people, but I'm not going to. For me, he sits just outside the top 10. That's where I see him. The other question that people always have is going into the realms of fantasy fights. Is Muhammad Ali and Mike Tyson peak versus peak? We've done this for our Fantasy Fights episode we did for the feed last year. We did a great episode on the theoretical side of who wins between certain fighters, and this was obviously the most talked about one, probably of all time. There's probably no other fight that gets talked about as a fantasy fight other than peak Ali versus peak Tyson, and we have discussed it in thorough detail on that episode, so please go and check that out. And from what I recall from that episode, I think we both actually picked Muhammad Ali to beat Mike Tyson on that particular night. And we won't go too far into it, but that's what we did pick. And we'd love to know what your thoughts were, because I see so many different people putting this post out so many times. It gets recycled and rehashed multiple times a year of Tyson versus Ali, or Ali versus Tyson, peak versus peak, who wins. So if you've got an opinion on it, why don't you just give us a tweet when this episode is out, and give us a tweet under the episode to say Tyson wins or Ali wins. I'd genuinely love to know what people's thoughts are on it. Not that I haven't seen it 1,000 times before, of course, but our listeners in particular, I would love to see what you've got to say about it, because yeah, it's one of them fantasy fights that you could easily argue both men could win in their peak years, in their prime years. So it's another great little episode for on this day, because March the 6th brings you two heavyweights that have always had their names linked to one another for various reasons. And ironically, there were incidents on this particular day in respective years, 1964 and 1985, that were significant for various reasons. As we've said, Cassius Clay changing his name to Muhammad Ali, and Mike Tyson making his debut on this day in 1985. Who would have thought back in that day in 1985 that you were seeing a future undisputed world heavyweight champion? I bet there was probably not a lot of people that felt like that, other than maybe Customato and the people that were around Mike Tyson at the time. So it's been another great little episode to bring to you. So on this day, March the 6th, the 64 and the 85, we've really thoroughly enjoyed it. And if you've enjoyed it, and you've enjoyed this little mini-series, please go and let us know on social media at BTR Boxing Pod on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or any other podcasting app out there. Leave us a rating, leave us a review, let us know what you think. If you've got any little additions to the On This Day series that you want us to add in, any more particular fights, anything that you'd like us to delve into, then please do go and let us know. We do hope you've enjoyed this episode of On This Day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.